Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having a magnificent day today. I hope everybody had a safe, blessed weekend. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show on Friday. I know Dad and Mom were on there, so I know you guys probably enjoyed that. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing great, man. I've got a story to tell you guys today. It was interesting. On Saturday, Mom and I decided to run up to the Tail of the Dragon, and there's a restaurant up there. It's called, it's on the Tapico Lodge, and it's got a really, really good food, and we thought we'd go up there and get a bite to eat. It's about an hour drive or so here from where we're staying in North Carolina, and when I got there, there was a brand new Ford GT there. I mean, a 2019. I mean, a brand new and $650,000 Ford GT. And I love cars. I would love to have a car like that someday. It's kind of on a wish list. But they only made 500 of those things. And they basically, it was need to know, only who you need to know and everything else. In other words, you had to have the inside track to get a car like that. So, I'm in my pickup truck and we're parked beside the car and everybody's stopping and taking pictures of the fancy car. And by that time, the guy who owns the car comes walking out. His name is Ronnie Powers. And it was interesting because I'm going to read you some stuff about him real quick. And he told me that basically he knows Jack Roush. Jack Roush is a friend of his. And that he called Jack Roush and said he wanted one of these cars. And he ended up getting a phone call from Henry Ford III about a day later. from Ford Motor Company, like the heir of Ford Motor Company. And they set him up and got him this car. And then we started talking aviation and started talking planes and all kinds of stuff. And he's actually in the air salvage business. And then he told me he used to work for the CIA. Now, Austin, this story's going to blow your mind. And he said he worked for the CIA. And he said he's one of the founding members of Blackwater. You get that, Oz?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy's one of the founding members of Blackwater. He said, here he is driving in a $650,000 car. And what he did, he set up shell companies all over the world and leased the airplanes back to the CIA, and he also had a group of planes that were running torture taxis. In other words, when they were sending somebody into another country to be tortured, they used his planes, you know, through one of his shell companies. And then he ended up, he told me, he said that the technology is so advanced now that if you're on a jumbo jet and you're flying around at 40,000 feet, and he says, and you have your cell phone turned on, he goes, not only can they tell that you're in that jet at 40,000 feet, they can tell you what seat you're in. Did you get this, Austin?
Yeah.
So I'm talking to this guy, and I told him, I've got a talk show. And I said, he goes, that's all right. He said, I'm just telling you stuff that's not classified. He goes, I was arrested and charged with a felony a few years ago. He said, I got to end up with a $30,000 fine because I went into one of the Air Force meetings. And he goes, and he says, if you think the CIA is slinging dope, he said the Air Force slings a lot more drugs than the CIA does. Because, of course, the CIA uses the Air Force as their piggyback mules people, I guess, to do that. And so he's telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, my gosh. And then he told me that he basically told me some personal stuff about why he doesn't fly anymore. And then he also says that he had several of his contractors down in Nicaragua were held hostage for 5 years and tortured down there while the government tried to negotiate their release. And then after they basically got out, another team went back in and basically eliminated the people that had tortured them. I mean, this protracted story went on for like an hour. And I'm thinking to myself, this is crazy. So I looked this guy up. And, and it says basically is Ronnie Powers, and this is from the Fairport noblogs.org, and it says, is Ronnie Powers related to Austin Powers? He says, maybe not, but truth may have been on screen stars of Men of Mystery. He goes, one of the co-conspirators in the United States Air Force contracting fraud case was mentioned in an earlier post was Ronald B. Powers, also known as Ronnie. This is the guy I met. He says he has an interesting past. You can see he's been lucky. In 2005, he found himself in possession of Frank Sinatra's Learjet and apparently sold it to an anonymous owner. This is supposedly the jet that Elvis Presley and Priscilla used when they eloped. And we won't mention the statements from Sinatra's daughter that her dad was CIA connected. This is Elvis. Ronnie's also been lucky to have a few TV appearances. In 2005, he appeared on Discovery's Monster Garage, an episode where they built a flying car. Back in 1998, Ronnie was listed as a manager for Sun Air LLC in Scottsdale. Here we go. The manager's a Sun Airy named as Sunrise Airlines managed to go bankrupt in 2000, and his operations were taken over by Wally Hildred and Deckers Aviation Group in Venice, Florida. Deckers Aviation Group is named after Rudy Deckers, who ran a flight school where two of the 19 9/11 hijackers trained. This is how connected this guy is. The school, Huffman Aviation, was owned by Hillard. The Deckard-Hillard duo had gotten in trouble for a type of cargo they moved. Hillard's Learjet was busted with 43 pounds of heroin on board in 2000. And the Deckers were arrested in Houston on drug trafficking charges. Now, this is after Ronnie had already sold the business to them. So he, in November the 1st, his ownership was transferred to Global Aircraft Leasing, a Ronnie Powers company. A few years later, went to Worldwide Aviation Service Company, linked to the CIA's rendition program. Repeat that. A few years later, it went to Worldwide Aviation Service, a company linked to the CIA's rendition program. Ronnie is even listed as the incorporator for a former Blackwater subsidiary called AirQuest. Okay, this is the guy that I ran into at the doggone restaurant driving the $650,000 car, and he told me to go ahead and look up this article and read it. And so I'm reading it to you guys now because this is public information. But he is just, you know, he's an insider, and he was telling me pretty much that everything we tell you guys on this show is absolutely factual. And every time I would start asking him specific questions about the drugs, he would change the subject and basically say, I have no comment about that. So situation here, Austin, where the United States has been hijacked by the CIA, who's controlled by the international banking community, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, who run the entire organized crime matrix of drug smuggling into the United States, and Donald Trump doesn't have a snowball's chance in H.E. double sticks of fixing this system unless we get rid of all of these bad guys. It's just not going to happen. Now, I don't know how more direct I can be with all of this stuff. The United States has been hijacked by an international crime syndicate. Started with the OSS, moved into the CIA, started with Exchange Stability Program, and Exchange Stability System of the Fund Management of the U.S. Dollar, and all of this stuff happened back in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, and then the drugs from Asia started coming in, and they wanted to basically enslave the population of the United States. They were running 50 pounds of heroin in a casket, 50 kilos, over 100 pounds of heroin in every casket they moved out of Vietnam to smuggle the dope in that way. They used over 1,000 lily pad bases, American airline military bases all over the world, to run unimpeded drug flow to every country in the world, up to $1.5 trillion worth of Afghan heroin every single year. This is the organized international banking cartel matrix that runs the planet, period. Now, I can't be any more direct than this, and I run into Ronnie Powers on Saturday, and he gives me this link to go back and read about him, and I'm giving you the report from that link. So, guys, it's one of those things that we have to understand who's in charge, what they're doing, and why they're doing it. Until we free ourselves from the money changers, from the international criminal banking cartel, it's not going to be a free country ever again. We have to shake loose the shackles of the international banking tribunals, from the CIA, from the Council on Foreign Relations, from the Bilderberg Group, and all of these clowns that go bump in the night. All of these people are involved in running the planet as organized crime. And that's why the book, the Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the mafia, is a must-read by Paul Williams. I've had Paul on as a guest. Very difficult to get him on as a guest. I'd love to bring him back on again. It's very difficult to even get him on the phone because he's always writing books, and he's always just busy. So it's hard to get him actually lined up for an interview. But I'd have him on every month if I could, because he's the one who came on and basically told you every single thing I just said is true. And he documents every single thing in that book, Operation Gladio. So, guys, again, this is what the news never talks about. Why? Because this same group owns the media. This same group owns the pharmaceutical corporations. This same group owns energy sectors through the Rothschild banking cartel. This same great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren of all of these other guys that have done this for thousands of years. This is the same Luciferian satanic cabal that runs the planet. And I just wanted to share that with you guys this morning about what in the world I ran into at the Topico Lounge over there having lunch. I mean, wow. I mean, you finally find somebody who's actually a player in the game, and he gives me a link to go look up all the stuff he's been involved with. What do you think, son?
That's crazy. I mean, that's really wild you met him. There's no doubt about it. And what's ironic to me is, you know, we've had a few people that we've met, Dad and I both have, and at different point in times that have either admitted or confirmed a lot of the drug running with the CIA. But what's ironic about it is every single case that I can remember, and Dad's probably the same on this too, anytime we've brought stuff up in detail about it, they automatically either change the subject or don't answer it or push on to something else. They'll confirm it, but they absolutely will not go into any detail on it, which shows me anybody that's ever been involved in it is to the point of such secrecy or such fear of reprisal that they just will not talk about it as far as in detail because of how much and how prevalent it is, and also too how much of a deep state black op it is. You got to think about it for a second. When you're using an international United States alphabet agency like the CIA to run through the United States Air Force, the prestigious United States Air Force, to hop through a different, you know, roughly 300 military bases via the Air Force while you run drugs on those planes to bring them illicitly into the United States to then distribute them to the mob to be distributed to the American population to increase the amount of drug use and addictions and deaths and suicides and overdose in the United States. You got to be dealing with some real secret people. I mean, if any of that stuff were ever to come to light, and I mean like real, full, hardcore photos, facts, detailed evidence on the mainstream media, we've already seen a lot of this stuff. We've already talked to a lot of the people. We've already seen a lot of the evidence. But you're talking if like Fox News got an article and blasted it out there, how the CIA has been confirmed and running thousands of metric tons of heroin out of Afghanistan via the Air Force into the United States population, and that is what's been contributing to the opiate crisis of the United States. Oh my gosh, we'd have another revolution on our hands. Everybody'd be flipping out in the middle of the street. The fact that the United States government was complicit in increasing the opiate addiction in the United States. At the same time, we combat it with the DEA and arrested people with mandatory minimum sentences to keep them in prison for using the drugs that we're bringing in from other countries. I mean, it boggles everybody's mind. But again, that's why they don't ever want this stuff getting released. That's why they continue to keep everybody on the little circus clown act. You know, it's June now, but May 2019, last month, you know, they started the presidential race. So the entire year now, all we're going to hear about is all these blithering idiot candidates that are completely and totally useless, running around, running their little circus clown act all the way through this year, then all the way through next year. We have it all the way until November 2020. Why? Because they have to keep everybody occupied with something else that's going on besides looking at what is really happening behind the scenes. For example, and this is something I wanted to give everybody a heads up about. I saw an article earlier here. Again, you guys know Trump has been basically yelling up and down about how he's going to start deporting everybody immediately. He's going to start deportations immediately. He's been saying that for, what, 3-4 weeks now? On Sunday now, he said that he's decided to stall the deportation of illegal immigrants in order for Democrats to work out a deal that probably wouldn't work. He said, I'm giving the Democrats one last chance to quickly negotiate simple changes to asylum and loopholes. This will fix the southern border. But then he went on to say, I'm halting the deportation process now and giving them a chance. It probably won't happen, but it's worth a try. So in 2 weeks now, the big deportation begins. Now, I'm telling you right now, big deportation is never going to begin. A, if it does start to begin, we've got ourselves between a rock and a hard place because we've processed and pushed millions upon millions of illegals throughout the United States, a lot of whom are involved or tied to some type of drug or crime syndicate or cartel or gang members, meaning if they start to try to deport a lot of these individuals, they're going to have a full-scale United States war on our hands with these individuals that are in here that have been armed by the ATF and other factions through Fast and the Furious and other operations. Or B, what's going to happen is we're going to have some type of false flag incident to make sure these deportations never start to occur. The globalists have worked entirely too hard entirely too hard to completely bring the United States to its knees and overwhelm the social welfare program with illegal immigration. They're not going to start allowing hundreds of thousands of illegals to be detained and deported back to the other country. It's not going to happen. If it does happen, they'll make sure that it starts some type of civil war in this country. Now, ironically enough, and I don't even know how this is basically handled with this, we now have Cortez, being her little scapegoat clown circus act, is now tweeting all over the place on giving tips to illegals on how to evade sweeps by enforcement, immigration, and ICE officers, which is crazy to me because she basically put in the ICE raids are expected to start on Sunday, which then Trump comes out and says he isn't going to do them, and then says basically how you can get around them. Now, again, I think personally this is being used because Ortez is an actor. We know that. That's how she basically even got this position, which she applied for and she was doing, you know, her little interview. So what we're seeing here is she's playing into the same rhetoric that Trump's playing. She's telling all these individuals that, oh, this is what you need to do to evade ICE. This is when they're going to do it, and which I don't even know how that works from a congressional standpoint, to give advice on how to break federal law via Twitter when you're sitting congresswoman. I really don't even know that standpoint. But that's, of course, that's not even being addressed by anybody. But we see her giving these tips. We see Trump spewing the rhetoric that deportation starts in 2 weeks, yada, 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 bringing this whole big thing to a boiling point, which brings me to my earlier topic and conclusion that I was talking about. There's highly likely that something is going to happen in the next 2 weeks, whether it be a false flag, whether it be something that they start and trying to make look like deportation start in order to incite a civil war, or if they're going to start some, there's something that's going to happen in 2 weeks. There's too much stuff going on. Real deportations on a mass level are never going to happen. They'll never be able to reach that point. They're going to make sure they don't reach that point, but we have the rhetoric getting spewed up right now. Now we have Cortez stoking the fire on Twitter, telling all these illegals on how to avoid ICE and where they're going to be and what cities they're going to be and how to get away from them and all this stuff on Twitter. It's insane. Which, so she's stoking the other side of the fire. Trump's stoking the other side. Oh, deportation's going to start. Here's how to avoid them on the other side. Oh, this is what we're going to do. We're going to kick everybody out. They're getting the stage set right now. Then at the same time, we have Iran now basically stating that they're more than likely going to declare a war zone at the Strait over there right now, which is interesting because the Strait of Hormuz over there, everybody knows, I mean, the amount of oil that's transferred through there is massive. And if they can declare, but they own like half the waterway in there, if they can declare a state of war, this is an article from Strategic Culture, then essentially what it's going to do is it's going to run the price of oil through the roof, which is going to completely and totally shut down our economy, so to speak. They're estimating either between, if the Strait shuts down, they're saying anywhere between $200 to $500 a barrel, which again, this is all globalist banker controlled. They own the petrodollar, they own the oil companies, they own all the money. They don't care. They want it to go up. They want to completely collapse the economy, and what better way to do so than run oil through the roof? And not to mention, you're going to drag in the entire derivatives market. That right there is going to completely and totally explode everything. But understand, if oil hits $500 a barrel, on average, if you're running 42 gallons of oil per barrel, which is usual average on it, you're looking at $12 a gallon for fuel, which means that's about 5 to 6 times higher than everything right now, than it is right now. So which means you're going to be looking at everything involving fuel is also going to raise 5 to 6 times, roughly. Obviously, it can change a little bit. So not only is it going to cost you $450 to fill up your, you know, F-250 pickup truck, it's going to cost $25 for a gallon of milk. It's going to cost, instead of $12 for us to ship a ground UPS box to you to Texas, it's going to cost us $60. So everybody has to understand that if that happens, all this stuff is going to hit at one time, I think. Dave Hodges, Dad's talked to him a lot. We've looked at different stuff with it. This isn't going to be one little incident that occurs and, okay, we can handle that. They're going to do like they did with 9/11. They're going to hit it over and over and over and over again. Doesn't matter if it's true. Doesn't matter if it's false flag. They're going to hit everybody at once. We already have the flooding out in the Midwest. I saw photos earlier out in the Midwest where crop fields are just straight swamp right now. No corn. No, zero. I'm not even knee high. Nothing. Zero. Completely zero food out there in most areas. Completely swamped out. A lot of areas are already having massive amount of flooding. So you tie all this stuff in together, brings into the point is everybody needs to buckle up and get ready. That does not mean live in a state of fear, because Jesus has not told us to live in a state of fear. He has told us to live in peace and trust Him. Now the aspect of that is we still need to stay prepared. You look at this, basically the story in all types of parables. You could go on and on and on in the Bible. It always talks about being prepared. That is one thing that is so crucial right now, because if something starts to occur like this, it's going to happen right after another, after another, after another. If it starts costing us, and I'm just being honest with you guys on the show right now, if it costs us $60 for a ground box to ship a package to Texas, it's going to raise the price of everything. We're going to have to put a lot of that cost onto the customer. So everybody needs to be aware that you need to be well prepared. You need to have a stockpile of supplements. You need to have a stockpile of food, ammo, water, preparations, medic kits, anything you need. You need to have multiples of it. You need to have them stocked up to have at any point in time. Everybody needs to be as well prepared as possible. And even if that means doing a little bit here and there, like I said, you go to the store, instead of buying, you know, 5 cans of food for the weekend, buy 10 cans of food and put them in a safe place that you're not going to use them for the time being, and stock them up. But that's just my personal take on it, Dad, right now, because all this stuff is going on. It's going to reach a head here very soon. And now that Trump is hammering down this rhetoric about deportation, and Ortiz is now playing the narrative of basically opposing him, there's a high probability in the next 2 weeks we're going to see something happen, whether it be with that, whether it be with more immigration, whether it be something in Iran. I have no idea, but I'm telling you, something is on the way. You can feel it in the air right now.
Michael Schneider came out with an article this week. I've got to post it on the website. It's called Death to America. Iran is poised to unleash hordes of Hezbollah terrorists on U.S. soil. Now, I'm going to disagree with Michael Schneider here. Iran's not going to do this. The Obama administration and the Trump administration have bought these guys, brought them into the United States. And they may not even be Hezbollah terrorists. They could be Mossad. We don't know. But they're here, and they're on the soil, and they're looking for another 9/11. The article goes on to say, if the U.S. goes to war with Iran, we won't just be fighting the Iranian military. In recent years, and I'm adding this, due to the incredible incompetence of our federal government, the gay Kenyan, and now Donald Trump, and because of the international banking community pushing this, Hezbollah has grown to the most powerful terror organization the world has ever seen. I don't agree with that. I believe we are. The CIA and Mossad and MI6 are the most powerful terrorist organizations the world has ever seen. It is best known for causing all sorts of chaos in the Middle East, but today it has an extensive presence in Europe, Africa, Latin America, and North America because it has been funded by the international banking cartel. Hezbollah has been making billions selling drugs inside of the United States. Not true, that's a lie. And at one point they had used more than 70 used car dealers in this country through which they were laundering drug money. Probably true, but of course they were being set up to do that. Of course, the primary source of funding for Hezbollah is Iran. Complete and total lie. The terror organization was funded in 1985 with heavy support from Iran, and according to Wikipedia, most of its financial training, weapons, explosives, political, diplomatic, and organizational aid currently come from the Iranians. Another lie. Now, Michael's not lying about this. He's not saying this because he's trying to lie. He's giving you the mainstream stuff he says right from Wikipedia, and that's the problem that we have, Austin. It's what we talked about earlier in the show for the first 10 minutes. Nobody wants to talk about what's really going on. This whole government of ours has been completely and totally co-opted. We have over 60 Israeli dual citizens, congressional leaders, and senators in the United States. They want war with Iran. They want war with Iran because of the Greater Israel Project. And they want to go ahead and take Iran out, or Iran, or whatever you want to call it. Now, the difference between the Iranians and the Christians in the United States, a lot of them now, is that the Iranians are hardcore militants. A lot of them are jihadists, and they're willing to fight and die. Just like when Saddam had his country taken down, when Iraq went down, you know, we killed over a million of them. just to subdue and calm the country down. We're killing them by the millions. And, you know, but we don't consider ourselves to be a terrorist country. Those Iraq never had any weapons of mass destruction. Now they're coming in and saying the Iranians have weapons of mass destruction, this and this and this. The news is being controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. I had a friend of mine, Jerry, he's one of my publicists from books that I've put out in the past, and he contacted me this week, and he goes, well, why is the media has attacked Trump so vehemently in the past 2.5 years if they're being controlled by the Rothschild group, if the Rothschild group is also determined to doing what Trump wants to do? Remember what I told you last year when Trump went out and did a bunch of rhetoric and said he was going to basically get rid of the acting chair of the Federal Reserve Bank, and I said on our show, he can't do that. He hasn't got the constitutional power to do that. He rattled the cages and told the Fed to stop raising interest rates. The stock market was in a free fall last year. And suddenly Trump gets in, does exactly what Israel wants him to do, exactly what the Benjamin Netanyahu wants him to do, exactly what the international banking cartel wants him to do, and suddenly stock market's at an all-time high again. It's because they stopped raising the interest rates, and of course they started buying back all of their stock purchases. They were letting him know that if he didn't do what he was supposed to do, they were going to collapse the markets. They have the ability to do that because they control the money supply, and they can buy as much as they want, or they can sell as much as they want because they own 95% of them. They can short everything down, sell it, make a ton of money on the shorts, buy it back at a lower amount of money, and still own the product and strip everybody of their assets who bought in, who basically got suckered into this doggone Ponzi scheme we call the stock market. This is who these guys are. They run the planet. And the whole thing about it is nobody's talking about what they're doing because everybody's obfuscating. A few years ago, Jonas Alexis wrote an article, and it was talking about Otto Kahn. Now, I'm going to read this to you again. So I sent this to Jerry, and he said he finally, had an aha moment. I said, in a candid moment after World War I, the Kuhn Lee partner, this is one of the founding members of the Federal Reserve Bank, Otto Kahn, one of the second largest home in the United States, explained that the Kabbalist bankers remake the world by creating artificial conflicts and determining the outcome. These include wars, the Cold War, the War on Terror, not to mention the phony left-right divide that holds American gridlock, Republican and Democrat, which is a complete and total lie. Otto Kahn was born in 1869 and died in 1934, the year they took over the Federal Reserve took over the Exchange Stability Fund and took over the Treasury, was a partner with Jacob Schiff, founding partner of the Federal Reserve Bank, and Paul Warburg in America, most influential investment bank, Kuhn Lube, another founding member of the Federal Reserve Bank. Thus, it is worth recalling what he said about the strategy. In his book, Geneva Versus Peace, 1937, the Comte de Saint-Alleud, who was the French ambassador to London from 1920 to 1924, recalled a dinner conversation with Otto Kahn, which took place shortly after World War I, when the bankers had caused World War I and the Russian Revolution. The shocking expose is fast disappearing down the memory hole. When Kahn was asked why bankers would back the communists, the Rothschilds did this with communism, a system supposedly against private ownership, Kahn tugged on his enormous cigar and explained that the bankers, okay, listen to this, that the bankers basically create apparent opposites to remake the world according to their specifications. Now, you hear what he just said? They're basically creating the yin and the yang for everything. He goes, quote, this is what he said, quote from Kahn, you say that Marxism is the very antithesis of capitalism, which is equally sacred to us. It is precisely for this reason that they are direct opposites to one another. And they put into our hands the two poles of this planet and allow us to be its axis. That's how arrogant this blankety blank was. These two contraries, like Bolshevism and capitalism, find their identity in the international. These opposites meet again in the identity of their purpose in the end by remaking the world above by the control of riches and from below by revolution. They're controlling both sides. He's saying this. Our mission consists of promulgating the new law and creating a God, that is to say, in purifying the idea of God and realizing when it shall come. This is a Kabbalist. We shall purify the idea by identifying it, which has become known as our Messiah. This event will be facilitated by the final triumph of Israel. This is his quote. Our essential diamantism, continue to say, makes us of the forces of destruction and forces of creation, but uses the first to nourish the second. Our organization for revolution is evidenced by destructive Bolshevism and for construction by the League of Nations, which is also our work. Now, of course, it's the United Nations. Bolshevism is the accelerator, and the League of Nations is the brake on the mechanism in which we supply both the motive force and the guiding power. What is the end? It is already determined by our mission if it is formed of elements scattered throughout the world, but cast in the flame of faith in ourselves. We are a League of Nations which contains the elements of others, and basically Israel is the microcosm and the germ of the city of the future. Did you hear what I just said? This is Otto Kahn's own stuff. This all goes back to basically Bolshevism. It goes back to communism. It goes back to Zionism. It goes back to Cyrus Schofield. It goes back to Darby. It goes back to Samuel Untermeyer. It goes back to all of the people that have done all of this on purpose to create the narrative that we have today, where we have Cortez, an actress, going against Donald Trump, an actor. Listen to me. This is all scripted. We're like watching a bunch of stinking professional wrestling. We got Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. That's what we have right now. It's all crap. Every bit of it's crap. All these guys are being promoted and pushed through by the international banking cartel that owns everything and controls the media. This is why Fox News now is going against Trump and calling for his impeachment, because he won't attack Iran. All of this stuff is just circus and media garbage. They're doing it to basically control the narrative and the groupthink and the, quote, hive mind of the United States. And they're doing all of this while we're not paying any attention to the 20,000 5G satellites they're putting into orbit so they can bombard us with 5G radiation. Now, listen to me, friends. We don't even know if Lucifer himself is on this planet. We don't know that. We don't know where he is, all right? He's an entity. He's not omnipresent. We don't know where he has his headquarters base. But here's the deal, guys. Scalar wave and scalar technology and 5G technology, when it is fully implemented, it allows him, regardless of what planet he's on in this solar system or in this universe, to instantaneously communicate to us via scalar bombardment of the planet with 5G and to control every thought and mind of everybody on this planet, just like he did in Genesis chapter 6. This is who the Kabbalist bankers worship. They're trying to resurrect their serpent god. We've done shows on this. This is who they are. This is what Shabbat is. It's a doomsday cult that wants to bring in a third world war to basically overtake the entire planet and to rule it. This is who runs the planet. Lucifer is not omnipresent. We don't know where he is. But when he comes into a world, and how many worlds has he already done this to with the AI? AI is satanic to the core, with that D-Wave computer that allows us an interdimensional interface to wherever he is to allow him to control the hearts, the minds, and the thoughts, and to create him, to make him omnipresent. That's what this is. And we keep saying, well, it's Cortez. She's this and she's that. And we've got the circus clown show. And Trump says, well, we're going to... I told you 2 weeks ago when Trump said he was going to start massive deportations by the millions this week. It was a lie. It's another lie. He's never going to do it. He has to have the group of Democrats coming into this country, the group of communists coming in from South America, the revolutionaries that he's bringing in with all of these Iranians and who knows, MI6, CIA, Hezbollah, you know, whatever. They're all coming into this country and they're setting up terror cells all over the United States. And Austin's exactly right. When the crap hits the fan, all hell's going to break loose and it's going to happen all at once. And if they blow up the Strait of Hormuz, if they decide to do it, because remember, Iran doesn't want to put up with this crap. They don't want to have their country taken over and have the international banking cartel come in and put a central bank in like they did in Iraq. That was the whole purpose of taking over Syria, Iraq, Libya. All of it was to create a one-world currency and a one-world government and a one-world religion under Lucifer. That's what all of this stuff is. Everything else is circus. Smoke and mirror circus. Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant is all this is. But the United States masses, because we've been so brain entrained, because of what's going on with the TV set, with our theta brainwaves, and because of MSG, and because of fluoride, and because of vaccines, and because of aluminum, and because of believing the mainstream press lying like they do all of the time, we now are thinking, we need to attack Iran. I have got so many people say, we need to attack Iran, we need to attack Iran, we need to attack Iran, and I'm like, God, because Iran doesn't believe the way we believe, because Iran doesn't want to have a central bank like we have in our country, which has enslaved us, and because all Iran doesn't want to be controlled by these clowns, we have to go destroy Iran now. Really? That's what we have to do. Why don't we just not do that? Why don't we not facilitate the bringing in of a third temple? Iran's the biggest stop to that, by the way, right now, because Saudi Arabia is already in agreement with it, rebuilding the third temple, and anointing this Antichrist in the Holy of Holies and piercing him with the spear of destiny, because the benign deen Nephilim, the sons of the fallen, who run this planet, want this to happen. Why don't we just not let that happen? Why don't we just say, no, how about no, how about heck no, how about never, ever are we going to allow this to happen? Not in our lifetime. And that's the problem we have right now, Austin. The American population is so brain dead from the drugs and the chemicals and the water and all the prescription medication that they're not capable of concrete rational thought anymore, and they just want to be, just go along with the flow, go along with the flow. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. Even a dead fish can float downstream. We have to understand that we cannot allow this to happen. We have to continue to tell the truth, and we have to hold the feet to the fire. When have you heard anybody on mainstream news tell you what I just told you? Any of this about the 5G, about the 20,000 satellites that are going up into orbit, about what happens when you bombard a person, a human being that's been infected with Morgellons, with blue light, and how this stuff goes into exponential growth inside of their body, and we've all been infected with all these crazy nanoparticles they've sprayed on us now. What the heck is going on around here? And guys, this is the problem. And then we will have all these patriots that want to fight with each other. You know, we have these health people out there wanting to fight with other health people. It's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. And all these patriots are doing radio shows, tearing down other patriots doing radio shows because they disagree on a small item. And all of these show hosts mad at other show hosts. It's ridiculous, because we've got a greater thing here. And Austin's right. If this thing cracks in Iran, and if Trump is dumb enough to do this, which I don't think he has a choice, nor do I think he's even in control of the country, because Hulk Hogan, when he fights Andre the Giant, sure doesn't determine the outcome of that match. Somebody else is pulling the strings. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, I do think the ability for him to try to stall things may be plausible. I mean, I don't know as far as his stance on a lot of this. I know he doesn't seem like he's very apt to invade Iran. His hand may be forced to do so, as you said, the bankers, that's what they want done. I don't know, but it may well be plausible that he may be able to delay it as long as possible, or at least give everybody a heads up, which seems to be, in my opinion, what this kind of is right now. I think a lot of this stuff is behind the curve, honestly. The interview that Dad played for you guys last week with the what was the guy's name? Was he Colonel Dad? Okay, I guess Dad's gone.
What guy was the Colonel?
You played a article last week, an interview last week on Friday.
Oh, the general, I think Crystal, he was saying how we were invading seven countries in 7 years.
Correct, and that was back in 2002 when that interview was done.
That's
which
right.
Puts essentially around 10 years behind the curve. Now, that's not really a huge deal because, as you guys know, and if you've done any research with the bankers and especially that entire group, they operate on 10, 20, 50, 100-year increments of stuff. So if something's behind 9 years, it's not that big of a deal. However, we do know for a fact that 2030 is a huge year in this country, in this world, all over the place. There's been all types of articles, all types of research, and a plethora of information that the United Nations has released that they essentially want the entire world to be under the United Nations with all these regulations, complete disarmament, full control, full automation, full AI, full 6G, completely and totally under the control of a one-world government by 2030. We know that for a fact. That's only 10 years down the road. Iran, whether you hate them or love them, which I'm not a fan of them, I don't like a lot of their ideology, especially their religion. However, there's no plausible way they're ever going to get a one-world government in place with Iran still in power. With 82 million people, massive amount of armaments, a full fighting force ready to go at all times, and having the most amount of control of the oil through the strait of pretty much any country in the world right now, they're going to be a big hindrance, which that brings us to where we are now. there's definitely something that's going to start occurring in the very near future with that. So again, instead, I'm not going to keep going on about this. You guys have gotten the point. Do your research. Stay awake. Stay prepared. Always keep a gear bag with you. Always keep a good amount of food and water as far as in your area, in your house, prep, ready to go. And just be prepared. Train. Fight. And then another thing, just not even just shooting all the time. Practice taekwondo, karate, jiu-jitsu. Get in shape. Learn how to handle yourself with somebody. You may not always have a gun. That's one thing about it. You may not always have a gun. You may not always have a blade. You may be something you can find around, but you may not have a weapon. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to be some, you know, first-degree black belt trained in all these different mixed martial arts, but you at least, everybody, in my opinion, this is my opinion, I believe everybody should at least have basic hand-to-hand training, and that doesn't take a lot. You can do one class a weekend for 6 to 8 weeks and get a very, very good idea on the basis of how to handle yourself if somebody grabs you or attacks you. That's just my personal preference. Also, to another health news, this is interesting because this has gotten, again, pretty much zero media coverage whatsoever. The CDC, a few months ago, silently issued a public health warning over children exposure to the dangerous amount of fluoride through excessive toothpaste use. I kid you not. Fluoride is a known neurotoxin, and it can cause permanent damage to developing brains. Fluoride's added to the general water supply and dental health care products. They're essentially toxic leftovers from the fertilizer industry. Ironically enough, back in February, the CDC released a report that found that children between the ages of 3 and 6 are using harmful amounts of toothpaste. The advertising and marketing ploys makes customers seem they should be loading up their brushes with toothpaste every time they brush. The truth is, even for an adult, they should be only using barely a pea size amount of toothpaste. For young children under the age of 3, a strip of toothpaste the size of a grain of sand is only recommended. This is far less than it's ever shown on the product packaging or on TV. As the CDC reports find out, over 40% of children aged 3 to 6 are using way too much toothpaste. Overall, 60% of children between ages 3 and 15 are filling up their toothbrushes with more than the recommended amount. Swallowing even just 1 gram of toothpaste can cause acute fluoride poisoning incident. There are also substantial concerns about the effects of long-term exposure to high amounts of fluoride via toothpaste. A study report from 2017 concluded that 57% of all U.S. children age 6 to 19 have dental fluorosis, 57%, a condition in which fluoride has permanently discolored the teeth. Dental fluorosis is signified by hypomineralizing of the teeth, which means the tooth enamel is more porous than it now should be, causing white patches and pits in the teeth. In several cases, teeth can begin to crumble. I got to reiterate this again because this irritates the hound out of me every time. If fluoride is in toothpaste and it's that toxic, and now they're saying that kids are using too much of it, why on God's green earth does anybody use fluoridated toothpaste anymore? They're already saying here, and I've told you guys this article multiple times from the 2017, 57% of the United States children's population between 6 and 19 has dental fluorosis. It causes the teeth to become porous and in some cases crumble. But yet they lie to you. They lie to your face and say that fluoride is healthy. It helps your teeth. It prevents cavity. I am here to tell you right now, under no circumstances have I ever seen any legitimate research that long-term fluoride use has any health benefits whatsoever, including preventing cavities. I personally, me, Austin Brower, I have had zero cavities in my lifetime, and I am proud of that. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm telling you, I have had zero cavities. And on top of that, I have never, and Ted has been always adamant about this when I was younger, and I could never understood it. Never understood it. He would never let me use fluoride. Obviously, at the house, never had it, but even when we went to the dentist, he was diametrically opposed to ever allowing the dentist to do fluoride treatment. And they'd always try, and he would always say, absolutely not, he cannot do fluoride treatment. And they go, oh, we need to put the fluoride treatment, and we need to stuff it on his teeth, and we need to do it, sit there, and he needs to sit there and have the fluoride on his teeth, and absolutely not, under no circumstances can you do this. Oh, we need to do it. We need to, this is good for the teeth, man. It's going to make your teeth strong. Absolutely not. never had it, never will allow my kids to have it, and on top of that, I've had zero cavities. So please, if people are so hardcore pro-fluoride, and it's such a wonderful product that prevents cavities, why in the world have I been able to go 31 years without a single cavity, without ever using fluoride ever in my entire life? Just a simple question. And the CDC knows. They know that this stuff is so unbelievably toxic, and they know the marketing and the packages is unbelievably deceptive. Look at any photo. Any photo with Colgate, any of the top brands, and they always have a giant, big old slab of toothpaste filling up the entire brush every time. You'll never see a marketing photo from Colgate or any of these fluoride brands with a pea-sized amount of toothpaste on the toothbrush. Never. Not once. It takes up the entire toothbrush, the entire strip, fat strip, all the way down the middle. That is insanely too much toothpaste to use, even by the CDC, from the amount of fluoride exposure you're getting in that stuff. And children need to be using the size of a grain of rice? Are you kidding me right now? A grain of rice? That's the safe amount of fluoride exposure that a kid can use? Let me backtrack. Why is this stuff in our toothpaste again? Oh, that's right. To make us servile and infertile, to make us completely dumbed down, to make us believe everything they tell us, as they found in Operation Paperclip after the 40s when they went through a lot of the areas in the concentration camps. They found if you add fluoride to the water supply, you can keep the population completely dumbed down. They'll believe anything you tell them. They will listen to pretty much anything you say, and there will be very to little no resistance. Well, guess what? Right at the end of the 1940s, about the beginning of 1950, the United States government mandated that fluoride be added to every public municipal water supply in the entire country because it's for your health and for your protection, people. And then, of course, the toothpaste companies begin putting their fluoride in all the toothpaste, telling us how good it was, how it prevents cavities. And now we know that almost 70% of the United States children population have dental fluorosis, which makes your teeth crumble, which is directly related to fluoride exposure. This is a giant sham. It's sad to me that the population has been exposed to this stuff. And again, it brings me back to my entire point. Do not use this stuff at all under any circumstances. There is no safe amount of fluoride exposure, period. That's why we have the toothpaste that we do. Works incredibly well, cleans incredibly well, zero fluoride. Same with our mouthwash. That's why we have the water distillers as well. It is imperative if we want to be an awake, alert, fighting group of individuals. I don't mean just physically fighting, I mean mentally fighting, being able to speak the truth, being able to talk to one another and make a difference. We have to stay alert and awake, and fluoride is one of the most diametrically opposing compounds, in my opinion, that prevents people from being able to see the truth. If you look at the IQ basis points of the United States, if you look at the mental acuity in the United States, if you look at the resiliency in the United States, if you look at the sperm count of the United States, since 1950s, it's been going down. That's not just by chance. You think about it. We went and sent tens of thousands upon tens of thousands upon tens of thousands of very young, very aggressive, very alert, very smart men to die in Europe during World War II. And right after that war, when we've lost a huge bulk of the younger population in that war, we decide we're going to add fluoride to the population, to the ones that actually make it back, and we're going to continue to keep dumbing them down. Oh, and on top of that, we're going to add in all these vaccines that we're going to start adding in, including the polio vaccine, which had live polio virus in the 50s. The CDC's already admitted it was contaminated with SV40 cancer monkey cells. Yes, those as well. Do the research. Look at what's going on. We have to start being preventative, and we have to start being proactive on what we put in our body and what we allow ourselves and our children to be exposed to. That, and fluoride is one of the easiest things to not be exposed to, in my opinion, Deb. Looks like we lost that again. So back to my entire
I apologize. I'm here, Austin. I apologize. General Wesley Clark, he's the one who said this. The war, 7 countries in 5 years, and that the wars were planned. I gave you the wrong name on that a second ago. I want to do a correction on that. It was General Wesley Clark. Austin, that was one of the best rants I've ever heard on Florida. In fact, I was so focused on what you were saying, I forgot to turn my microphone back on when I came back to it. And what we have to understand here, too, you know, the children in this country, it's been shown. I mean, Harvard University said that if you give them fluoride water, fluoride toothpaste, fluoride everything, you have a 20-point drop in IQ scores. If you've got a kid who basically is pretty smart at 100, 105 IQ, and you give him fluoride, you're going to dumb him down until he's not real bright at all. And that's exactly what they've done, Austin. You're 100% right. We took millions of troops. We sent them to Europe. We killed a whole bunch of them. We brought them all back. We started dumbing them down with fluoride, stopped the aggressive quality, stopped the testosterone, stopped all of the stuff that needs to make a man a man. Now, also, we need to realize, too, with fluoride, you know, this has been basically something that's been that was also used in the working with the nuclear weapons. That was something that was also was one of the byproducts. And lifelong exposure to fluoride, just at 4 milligrams per liter, can result in bone fracture risk. You know, certain populations, such as those with renal disease, are more likely to build up fluoride in their bones. Fluoride may also be found in pesticides and pharmaceuticals and fluoridated water. Adding fluoride to drinking water is often viewed as being imposed on the public versus a choice. They don't give us an option. 50% of the fluoride we consume is excreted by our kidneys. Fluoride may build up in our tissues and our pineal gland. The pea-sized pineal gland is found in the brain and is associated with melatonin production. Now, let me say one other thing about this, about the pineal gland. A lot of people believe in the quote-unquote new age circle about the pineal gland, and so I got to be real careful when I talk about this, is that it allows you a spiritual insight into another dimension. Now, I'm being real careful how I phrase this because it gets real kind of new agey. Now, is that true or not? I don't know. All I know is this, is that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland, and I know that a lot of people no longer have any kind of depth in their mental ability to see things and to understand things. I mean, I can show people chemtrails, and I say, look at the chemtrails, and they'll say, those aren't chemtrails. And I'm like, okay, what are they? That's just jet exhaust. And I'm saying, well, there's a jet exhaust going by up there, and it's dissipating. No, that's just a different type of contrail. And I'm like, no, this is the same atmospheric gradient up there. It's the same, you know, density. It's the same amount of water vapor. It's just the different compounds are being put into the air. No, I don't believe you. And you go, okay, well, how about this? I have 300 articles on immunizations that show how bad they are, and the aluminum content is so bad. And they go, oh, I don't believe you. I said, I have 300 double-blind clinical research studies that were done. I don't believe you. Okay, we have 300 people who are working on all these independent studies. There's 7 to 8 to 10 people on each of these groups that put this research together. That means that you got 7 times 300. There's 2,000 PhD scientists that are telling you that these vaccines are linked to autism because of aluminum. Well, I don't believe that. You don't believe 2,000 people? No, I don't. I don't believe any of that. It's a conspiracy theory. And you're sitting there, Austin, and you're scratching your head, and you're going, what the heck? What the heck? And they don't see it. And again, we talked about this last week. There's been a veil that's been put around the hearts and the minds of the people on this planet, a part of the human residence, part of the energy field, part of the electromagnetic grid around the planet. All of this stuff's being controlled and going to be even more controlled when the 5G kicks on. There's been an increase in the human residence in the planet globally, which makes people more agitated. They want more war. They want to have more conflict. They want more fighting. I mean, look what they've done to the population. Look at the doggone addiction to pornography we've got in the United States. I mean, what, 65% of pastors look at porn? I mean, are you kidding me? General population is about the same, even more, maybe 80%. And you think, well, what the heck, really? It's so addictive because it triggers a nucleus accumbens in the brain, releases an endorphin response, and you see this junk and you get addicted to it, and people go, wow, this is crazy. Guys, that was done on purpose. All of this stuff is being done on purpose to you as an adult, you as a man, you as a woman. Look at the aggressive sexual nature of people now. They come up to people and they hit on them in a public place, just, you know, I mean, and with their wives or with their spouses. And then they just start just asking them all kinds of weird, provocative questions. I mean, I've had it happen to me. I know, Austin, you've had it happen to you. I've had it happen with me and Sharon. I've had it happen with me personally. Sharon's had it happen. I mean, there's no restraint any longer because people think that type of behavior is okay. They have done everything they possibly can to destroy Christianity in the United States. You know, I pray for you guys every day, always. I pray for you over and over and over again, every single day. I pray that God blesses you, that he allows his face to shine upon you, that he's gracious unto you, that he grants you peace, grace, mercy, love, prosperity, happiness, all of it. I pray all of it every single day over everybody listening. I station angels around you. I plead the blood of Christ over you. I put a hedge of thorns around you. But guys, you got to do it with yourself too. You got to pray for me. I got to pray for you. We got to lift each other up in prayer. We've got to support one another. You guys contact. You call me. I call you back. You text me. I text you back. You send me a voicemail. I send you a voicemail back. I mean, I do this all the time, all day long. I'm sending back all these messages all the time because I support you because you're family to me. Because guys, if we don't support each other, if we don't stand for each other, it's like Austin says, when this thing hits the fan, and it's getting pretty doggone close now because they're lining up all their peas in the pod. When they trigger that whole global collapse to bring in their new world order to reduce the population of the planet, it's going to come on you like white on rain. It's going to be like a bandit in the middle of the night. That's what Christ said. He said, it'll be like a thief coming in the night. It's going to hit you so fast. I'm not putting a spirit of fear in you. I'm telling you this. There's no spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind in Christ. But he also knows, and Jesus has told us in the parables, we've got to be prepared. You've got to be ready for this. You've got to have oil for your lamp, oil for your lantern. You've got to be ready so when this happens, you have the ability to deal with it and know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I want to really cover some of this information today in more depth, and I want to cover you what I met with the guy the other day as far as what he told me about the CIA and the Air Force from one of the guys who was one of the founding members of Blackwater. I read you the article. You guys can look it up. Guys, this is all real. Nobody wants to talk about it. Why? Because it's so far out there that it just seems strange. Plus, remember, the mainstream media is controlled opposition. It's Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. That's all it is. It's Cortez versus Trump. Two actors, an actress and an actor, basically programmed. This is what we've got. Stay true to the Word. Stay true to the Word of Christ, the Word of Jesus, the New Testament. Stay true to the Word of God. Say your prayers. I love you guys. Austin, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
No, absolutely, guys. We continue to thank you for the support and just encourage everybody to stay prepared for everything. Just on a daily basis, start doing things and getting in a routine of just getting stuff ready and prepped. I've worked with Lana that a lot lately, you know, constantly having backup scenarios to certain things, always having backup food, always having some backup water, and just, you know, even in your vehicles, like I said before, always have, you know, a jug of water, a gallon of water in the truck. Always have, you know, a bag with you with all the different stuff you need, including maps, you know, compass, extra food, you know, as far as food bars, water filtration, you know, a little bit of extra ammo, maybe a little bit of silver, maybe some junk silver. A lot of people like that stuff as well. You know, something, everything that you can possibly think of, start writing it down and then solidify it into a gear bag. And that's what I've done years and years and years ago. A lot of guys I know that have been operators and everything else have always told me you pretty much always have to have one bag on you all the time with everything you need. It's basically your makeshift rucksack, essentially. So be prepared for that, including having some extra multiple or magnesium. I know to me, I really function good on the magnesium brain food, so I always try to make sure even in the house, I keep extra of it. So we appreciate the support, guys. Be sure to check out the products right now on sale. The product of the week, the D3-10,000 on sale for 20% off, and the Eye Rescue Serum, another one as well, on the website as well. Check that out, healthmasters.com. If you need anything, email us, call us. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.